Thank you for calling customer service. Christina, may I have your zip code, please?
My zip code is 17837.
Your first and last name, please.
Eileen Thomas.
Can you verify your address for me?
Yes, 2672 Old Turnpike Road, Apartment 2, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I see you got the pulse oximeter.
Yes, I did. And, okay, first of all, I put batteries in it. I've tried different batteries. It does nothing. What is it supposed to do? Isn't it?
One second, please. And I can pull up the website for you.
But it doesn't seem to work at all.
Okay, so I see you clip it on your finger and
there's something you push, right?
Yeah, it reads your pulse.
See, it does nothing. I've tried different batteries. It does nothing. Well, so I really don't want it. But the other problem is my understanding, and I don't even know how I ordered this, my understanding was that I had to pay for the shipping, but then this thing is supposed to be free, right? But I keep getting billed on my Visa card from Maximum Hardware, which is you. I got billed on March 22nd for $63, April 19th, $7.95, which I think was the shipping charge. $4.24, I got charged $67.32, and I just got a notice from my credit card company that there's a, on June 2nd, there's a $56.95 going on. So I keep getting billed all these amounts for this.
Okay, so what it is when you ordered the pulse oximeter, it enrolled you in Direct Buy Club, which you get $125 in savings to use on their website. And that's what the recurring charge is. It's a really good deal if you wanted to keep it.
Well, I don't. I mean, is there any way to get these charges taken off my credit card? I think the $63, I think that, I'm not so sure. My credit card company, I notified me of that, and they may have taken that off. I'm not sure. And they told me, you know, you're going to have to get on this because you're going to keep getting these charges. And like I said, I can't even use this thing.
Okay, give me one second. Okay. Ma'am, one second. Sorry about the wait.
That's okay.
Okay, what I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund on the charge of $67.32.
Why only 35%?
Because you've had the product since April 20th.
Is that when I got it? Like I said, it doesn't work. It doesn't do anything.
Okay, well, let's see. I will be able to go ahead and offer you a 50% refund. How's that sound? And I can cancel
well, what
you
about,
out. I'm sorry.
Then on 6-2, I'm getting another charge of $56.95.
That one was declined.
Did the credit company decline that?
Yes.
So you won't. I won't be getting billed for that.
No, ma'am.
Okay. But the $67.32 they didn't decline. Maybe I can get them to still decline that.
Well, let me see. Hold on one moment. Let me talk with my supervisor, and I'll see if we can do a one-time full refund for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can offer you a one-time refund as a courtesy. Let me go ahead and do that and get your account notated, and I'll get you a confirmation number, okay?
Okay. This is of the 6732.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I did refund that amount in full of $67.32.
Okay, and what is the confirmation number?
1 second. It is C as in Charlie.
What?
C as in Charlie.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, C.
259-888-853.
So C 259-888-853. So would that'll be credited back onto my card, right?
Yes, ma'am, in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, okay, I'm back on March 22nd. There was a $63. Do you have a record of that? That I did maybe my credit card company got that off of it.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Back on March 22nd, do you see a charge of $63?
No, ma'am. You said March 22nd?
I think it was in March, yeah.
No,
well,
ma'am.
How many charges do you show that was on this?
The only one I'm showing that was approved was the $67.32.
You don't see a $7.95 that was approved?
Yes, ma'am, but that was for the pulse
shipping.
Oximeter, yes.
And you don't see a $63 before that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I think maybe the credit card company. Okay, so how do I stop getting these charges?
I've got you canceled out, and you won't be receiving any further charges to your account.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, what about this oximeter? Can I send it back? Or?
No, ma'am, it's yours to keep.
Okay, so you can't give me any idea how to make it work other than I know it just uses batteries?
Yes,
and you push
ma'am.
This?
Is there directions
Nothing.
In it, in the box?
I don't know. It has directions on the box, but I don't know if there was anything with it.
I see it says just clip it onto your finger and turn it on at the press of a button.
Right, okay, I see where that is. And there's batteries in it, but nothing shows up on that little screen. Well, in other words, if I don't need to send it back and you're not going to send me any more charges.
Right.
And
maybe
you
just put it on your finger and then press the button. Have you tried to do that?
I have several times.
Okay, because that's what it's saying. Put it on your finger
like,
and then press the button.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nothing's coming up on it at all?
Oh, nothing. Almost looks like it's dead, and I've tried different batteries, you know,
yeah.
And... Well, okay, so I'm not going to worry about that as long as, you know, you get that $67.32 off. And you
yes,
say
ma'am.
$56.95 has been declined. Apparently my credit card company did that.
Yes, ma'am.
And as long as I won't be getting any more charges.
All right.
Okay, can I ask your name?
My name's Christina.
Christina. Okay, Christina. Thank you very much for
You're
your help.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.